For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The tales of Daniel and Robosaur defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mongmon sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Oh, okay.
it's in his jeans.
Wilbur, what are we talking about tonight?
I don't know. I'm just mad. I'm angry at a lot of things.
Gosh. It's very, very late. I've drank an entire pot of coffee myself.
By yourself.
And a Dr. Pepper.
And I've drank half a gallon of chocolate milk.
My steps in for the day, so.
We're playing a game in the shack.
What are we playing?
The caddy shack.
Who's gonna ruin the toilet first?
Probably you.
Hey, so update. We put our money where our mouth is, and there's like $400 in chicks in the other room and baby chickens.
You got a bunch of Polish chickens.
Yeah. There's also old English, silkies, and a Welshimer in there.
Ooh, a free Welshimer?
A free Welshimer.
That's nice. Why'd you get, now, why are we getting all these chickens?
They listened last week.
Well, I know, but that's just like a quick recap.
The government's murdering birds en masse. They're actually, since that last episode, there is a proposal. Hey, now I can't remember the state. I did not look it up before this. There is a proposal to kind of control more about backyard flocks.
Hmm.
And this is like just the steps they're taking.
It's almost like every little step, every change they're making are
slowly getting away right. So getting like, the frog in the boiling pot of water.
Yeah, it's been happening for decades.
But chickens are the easiest. I talk about, we love quail on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Love quail. But as a newbie person, chickens are just a better, in my opinion, if you've never had a farm animal in your life, chickens are the easiest one to get into and just kind of take off.
Even easier than quail?
Yeah.
Really?
Because if you've never dealt with incubation, they will not incubate their own eggs.
Oh, okay.
You can complete a chicken. You can get a good chicken, and it can complete its whole life cycle.
Yeah.
Lisa's already making fun of me.
He's a hand talker.
The hand gesture.
But they'll hatch their own eggs and stuff. Like, quail won't.
No, they're dumb.
And they won't roost. Quail won't roost. Chickens will. Chickens learn where the food is. They learn where the safe, like, where it is safe to sleep.
Mm.
And they're just easier. They're easier to pick up. They're easier to hold. We've had a couple quail that were friendly-ish. But, I mean, I've had chickens house broke. I've had chickens, you know, trying to come with their names.
Yeah, the quail are too flighty, like, yeah, always.
They're still... they're probably only like 400 or 500 generations away from being wild.
Mm.
For them, you know, they have 3 or 4 generations in the wild a year.
Yeah.
So that's not a lot of years. It's 150 years-ish.
Yeah, true.
For chickens, they're around 4,000 or 5,000 years old domesticated.
Mm, that's quite a while.
So they have a built-in relationship. It's like dogs, right? Chickens and dogs are kind of the first two you really look at. For an inland built relationship in their genetics with us.
And horses.
I don't know about horses.
What do you mean?
I think you have to have the right horse and the right person to kind of get that relationship. But
the tale is old as time.
A tale is old as time. Beauty and a horse.
Right, exactly.
There you go for the horse girl listeners.
What? That's like a genre of listeners we have?
Could be.
I guarantee we do. I know of at least 2.
The horse girl listeners.
One had a crush on Daniel.
Ooh.
Gosh, that was a scary lady.
Oh.
She threw a...
Okay, if they're listeners to the show, should we really be...
That one is not. That one's probably an insane asylum. She threw a wardrobe at a cop.
Oh, impressive.
No, get chickens. Get chickens. Yeah, the government's trying to ban chickens.
They're, yeah, because they don't want you to have food.
Yes, that's, I guess, the whole thing I was getting at is you can get eggs and meat. They're highly resilient. They're friendly. Quail are probably, after you get chickens, long-term quail are probably easier if you have experience with poultry.
Because they take up a little bit less room.
They eat less to convert. They're definitely more efficient
mm-hmm.
if you know what you're doing. But chickens are easier if you don't.
Makes sense. They're hardier.
Yeah. Friendly. All around. Friendlier. They want to be, like, some chickens want to be pet, want to be picked up. Wanna, yeah. You know,
want to be around you.
Or you can walk them and stuff like that. If you want to take them to a new area, they'll go with you.
Right, yeah.
Anyways, what are we going to talk about today? Just kind of everything?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a potluck.
It is.
It's another potluck.
We've done a lot of DW potlucks.
It's been a minute, though, I think.
Yeah, sometime last season we did one just because there was a bunch of stuff.
This show don't have seasons. This show is an ongoing forever fest.
Well, as people found out, is we just kind of match it to those guys in the corn studio.
Well, I just feel like this is one train that just keeps rolling.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you want to talk about? What's your first list on your potluck?
The meteor that's going to kill us all.
When's that supposed to hit?
Is it 31?
Another 31
thing. What?
The year 31.
Oh, I got Lisa. Time.
31 meteors.
31 meteors.
I thought he meant like
we're sent to
31,
Earth.
Like the 31st of something. And I
from
was like,
Planet X.
Right. Planet Chemical X. Remember Planet X? Like they're like, oh, it's totally out there. Planet X. Yeah, we can't find it.
I thought we did find it. Found it.
Did we? What is that? The 10th
you don't believe
planet
in space.
The 10th planet in our solar system. Totally, definitely exists somewhere out there. We have all this technology. We can see galaxies light years away, but we can't find this planet in our own solar system.
Just like we'll tell you Pluto's a planet and then turn around.
Say it's not. That's just when they're having a slow news week and they need something to distract you with. Pluto's probably coming back when they have another one. The Kuiper Belt?
Is it the Kuiper Belt, Cooper Belt?
I don't know.
So, because if you believe in conventional space... I kind of lean more towards that shape. Anyways.
Is that the oval?
I'm sorry?
It's the oval one.
Yeah.
I just asked, is that the oval one?
Oval what?
The oval.
Is what the oval one?
the belt. Isn't it the oval shaped one?
They're all oval shaped.
So then yes.
Yeah, sure.
Obloid.
Technicalities.
There's another, so you know how there's that meteor belt. Between Mars and Jupiter, right? Is that the first gas giant?
Saturn.
So between us and Saturn.
Yeah.
Or between Mars and Saturn.
I think it's Saturn, Jupiter.
No, Jupiter, Saturn.
Or is it Jupiter, Saturn? I don't remember anymore. It's all fake anyways. But there's no order.
There's another one.
It's jumping Jupiter. Saturn's party Saturday. And then Uranus and Neptune will ride in Pluto's car.
Well, didn't they just say like last week all the planets were in alignment? You could see all the planets. Friday.
Did you see it?
I did, but I heard if you when you were looking at it, if you turn around and bend over and look at it, you could totally see Uranus. Oh yeah. Set you up. No, I didn't see it. I don't pay attention to that fake stuff.
It was really cool, though.
I heard it was cool, yeah.
The one, I'm going to assume it was one of the big gas giants.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the moon.
What?
It wasn't like the size of the moon, but just the brightness of it.
Daniel, I'm disappointed in you. I thought it was the moon.
You didn't look at it. Just from like, just like generally looking across the sky.
No, I'm just messing with you.
But no, that planet X, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
On that meteor belt, we can see something. We can't see it, but we can see something ripping meteors out the other way.
If you can't see it, how do you see it?
Okay, I'll try to re-explain it again.
They see the effects of something.
They see the effects of a heavy object on the meteor belt.
Just sounds like doesn't that just sound like a horse crap excuse? Like, we totally see things happening around it. But just can't find
anyways,
it.
Anyways, this meteor is coming in. It's about 100 meters tall. It went from, so everybody was panicking. This is like a month and a half ago by the time this comes out. It was like, everybody's panicking because NASA said, it's too late to divert.
Oh my gosh.
Now, let me finish.
Okay.
Because it was too late to divert it. And the odds of it hitting us doubled.
Oh.
That was the title. That was the NASA article title.
Yeah.
So the odds of it hitting us went from 1.5% to 3%.
Bum, bum, bum.
And if it does hit us, so if it, there's, if that it, sounds that like 3% chance of it hitting us, if it does hit us, it'll be in the southern hemisphere and it'll be from like the Cape Town, Africa, through like all the way through the southern Atlantic and a small chance of mainland South America.
Doesn't that just sound like another example of the science says it's 98% effective?
Yes, 100%.
Safe and effective?
So if it does, if the 3% chance does come through, there's a 90% chance it's just going to hit the ocean.
Okay.
And this thing is only big enough. Like, I've seen some news agencies like absolutely losing their mind about it.
No way.
I know. It's the news.
Yeah.
But it's only big enough to like wipe out like a medium-sized city, which is still dramatic. But it's got to hit a city.
What's a medium-sized city? Like
Toledo.
Okay.
As far as like one of the big cities.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
It's not huge, but it's
Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska, yeah.
Billings, Montana.
Yeah. Boring, Oregon.
Ooh, now that one's
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Indiana, Ohio.
Wow.
Utah, Ohio.
Florida, Ohio.
Nevada, Ohio.
Texas, Ohio.
London, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio has a lot of weird names for towns and cities.
I think it's, what is it, 40? Like, I think 45 of the United States have an Ohio town named after really? Them.
That's weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
Ohio, Ohio.
So the point is, I guess, that it's a 3% chance of hitting us. And then even if it does hit us, there's a 90% chance after that that's going to hit water.
Why do we listen to these people?
But it's just like causing panic.
Yeah.
And we will know, there'll be enough time known that if you live in an area where it has a chance of hitting, you can leave.
You can evacuate.
Yeah. We have a pretty, not all of the space, but we have a pretty good like look at stuff coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if anybody's ever looked up at the moon, you know, those big craters on it. That's kind of what it's really good at.
Ain't it weird how they're all those craters are the same depth? There's not one that's deeper than the other?
No, because the metal shell underneath only lets them go that deep.
Maybe. Ain't that... It's just weird.
Is it weird?
Kind of.
Are they actually all the same depth? You went up there with a tape measure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't, but that's what I'm told.
I don't know.
Fake,
but no,
everything else is then. Why
not? There is... Like, it just... I guess my whole point with that first segment is it doesn't, like, it's nothing to panic about.
Right, yeah.
It does not matter. This is not like a planet-sized object flying at us.
It's just something they could put in the news cycle that just scare the crap out of you.
So, yeah, it's 100, I think it's 100 meters. The one that wiped out the dinosaurs that caused, like, a lot of problems, supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah.
Was a little bigger than Everest.
It was probably just a bomb that Big Pharma created back in the day.
The caveman pharma.
Yeah. I mean, they've been around. These evil people that run the world, that have been running the world, they've been around forever.
All right. Well, there's my talk. Your turn. Chugging a gallon of
milk.
Wasn't
there a manic panic in, like, the 90s? Isn't that what it was called?
The satanic panic?
Wasn't there a manic panic, too?
I don't. What do you mean manic panic?
I don't remember. I just remember vaguely something panic, and then.
Well, I think the 80s was a satanic panic, right?
Yeah. There was a satanic panic.
It went into the 90s, too. It came all the way into the 2000s, I believe.
Probably. It's probably still going on.
The satanic panic.
Okay.
Not satanic rituals.
Well, no, I know. But
like,
I'm sure.
I think the 80s was the big one because they were fighting like D&D and all that stuff.
Yeah, true. Like Stranger Things type activities.
Isn't that now, technically?
No.
Stranger Things took place in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I get it now.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I'm tired.
I didn't say anything.
You're like a bicycle.
I'm too tired.
Yep.
Gosh, there's a lot of dead air on this episode. All right, Wilbur, you're up.
I don't know. Trying to think I haven't been paying attention recently to what's been going on in the news because I don't like the news. I seen like RFK flipped on some mRNA measles stuff.
Talk about that because that
kind of upsets me. That I think because he was like the guy against like.
Vaccines.
Hey, not against
not
vaccines.
Not vaccines. The mRNA. Yeah, the new untested vaccine
stuff. And that's why I liked him because he's like, hey, let's just actually test this stuff. And that some reason people think that's a crazy, wild idea to test things.
So.
But then, and then when this measles stuff comes out, now he's like, oh, we need to do this.
Where's the measles outbreak?
Huh?
Where's the measles outbreak?
Texas,
I don't even know.
Didn't
for sure.
We not care about measles forever?
I think it's
well, we still inject stuff for the.
Well, they do the chickenpox vaccine now, but
yeah,
I think so. We
used to have chickenpox parties.
Yeah, you know, I actually probably shouldn't share this. No, I can. When I think my middle sibling got it first, and we all literally slept under the same blanket the next night, and we all got it together. We all stayed home from school, and we just, that was it.
Mm-hmm. I never
You're going to get it.
Like, yeah, I
had
flu, it.
Right? You're going to get it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get it later in life because it becomes shingles.
Right, yeah.
See, like, I never got it, but, like, I had gotten the vaccine as a baby. But, like, I got it right before it switched, like, formulas. Like, I had gotten the OG formula, and then after that was the next one. But we even waited for me to get mine because they were switching formulas, and my doctor was like, why don't we hold off? There's not enough research on this.
And good doctor.
Turned around and was like, okay, this original one is a lot better than what they have going out now. Because we find it interesting because my cousins didn't get the vaccine, but they've had chickenpox. So we were thinking it's going to be interesting to see who gets like shingles and how bad. Like,
oh, gosh. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
But like life-threatening chronic diseases is what the ones you should be vaccinated against. The flu, the chicken pox, as a 99 point, I don't know.
Those just make you sick, in my opinion.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The ones that.
And speckled.
The ones that don't have like a kill rate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where
is the ones you don't need to focus on.
No, I don't think any of them. I just don't think we're...
Well, I mean, polio was a serious thing.
I don't think we're meant to live on this
Isn't
earth.
There only one person left that was the original, like, iron lung. Lungs.
Yeah, there's one. She's still alive.
Still alive in the iron lung?
Yeah. The guy just died a couple years ago. Because there's
Mr.
a
Frump?
Guy, too. I don't know.
Oh. Weird Al has a song called Mr. Frump and the Iron Lung. It's a pretty good one.
What disease was that? Was that
polio?
Was that polio? I wasn't sure. Is that polio just kind of attacks your muscles?
Yeah, in your respiratory.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think we're meant to live on this earth and be vaccinated to live here.
I do believe that we were given the power to, medicate ourselves.
Yeah.
And we were given the knowledge to look for those things. I just don't trust mega pharmaceutical companies anymore.
No, not anymore at all.
Just, I think when, like, polio was really bad, there were generally good people in the medical industry.
Yeah.
That wanted to not see kids die or not be able to walk.
But now I'm wondering, where did polio come from now?
I mean, diseases, we've talked about that. Yeah. How many parasites are there to every non-parasitic
disease? For sure.
You know?
For sure.
So they gotta, that's why you shouldn't, with antibiotics with your kids and stuff like that.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah. I mean, if you need it, you need it, right?
Right, right.
But if you don't, you shouldn't do it because it creates harder strains of antibiotic resistant.
Mm. Huh? Like ones that are more susceptible to whatever.
Yeah, they're able to get past a lot more than they, you know, the bacteria is, whatever survives the original onslaught, they are the ones that reproduce.
Right, yeah. Like the chickens that we need.
Yeah.
Hey, instead of killing them all, just let the ones that live reproduce.
So I guess we're RFK, like the measles.
Yeah, that was just disappointing.
Not medical experts.
No.
But we found this TV show that was talking about the measles. They were talking about, like, it was chicken pox.
Right, yeah.
Now, I know they're not the same disease, but, like, the way they were treating that.
And how, like, chicken pox, like, when we had chicken pox back in the, 90s and early 2000s, I'm guessing. Yeah? When you had chicken pox?
Yeah.
Did you ever have chicken pox? Oh, you never had it. Okay.
I just said I got the vaccine.
That's right.
Mine was probably 02.
Okay. Mine was like 90, I don't know,
two decades ago.
I just remember putting all that lotion all over everything and covering yourself up in a blanket. And
it puts the lotion on the skin.
We didn't get any lotion.
We put like that.
The calamine.
Calamine lotion on it. And it's nice. Made it stop itching.
We sat in a bathtub with oatmeal.
Oh, you did that, bro. Yeah.
It worked.
It works, yeah. We literally coated ourselves in calamine and wrapped ourselves in a blanket. Like, it's gross, but it was comforting. It worked.
I don't ever remember it being that bad. I mean, I was itchy and stuff like that.
But. Yeah. I don't know. It was all over my body. But it's whatever. That was fine. I lived somehow.
So what do you think about RFK flopping?
Oh, well, I liked him. The only thing I didn't like about him before doing this was the... his stance on, like, how he feels about Israel. Not a big fan of that. How he felt about that. Like, we need to just keep sending them money is basically how he says.
I don't think any money needs to leave this country.
No, me either.
If there's a veteran sleeping on the ground, or any human in this state,
any U.S. citizen
sleeping on the ground, or kids without homes,
yeah,
don't send any money away.
Right, yep. Many problems here. That should be addressed first. But yeah, that was the only thing I didn't like about him before, but now this is...
So you think
he's showing his true colors.
You think he's always been a shill now?
Probably. Yeah. Once you lose my trust, it's gone. There's still one person batting 1,000.
Nobody.
Yep, one person still doing it, and he's causing a ruckus right now for the right.
Like RFK did.
But, you know, this is the only guy that's making both sides mad.
I get it. He gave you a substantial check.
Who?
Whoever you're talking about.
Thomas Massey. Good man. I will still
say Bill Gates.
He's
an affection for this man.
Bill Gates is a megalomaniac that gets off to just having more money. That's all he needs. And soy. He gets off to soy, too. Ew. I know. He's I think that last he did one of them DNA tests and it came back like 60% soybean.
I was gonna say 95% soy curd.
Soy curd and mosquito larva. I don't know. He's a gross human. He's just sick. He's sick looking and he's got a sick mind.
When you were a kid, did they ever fog for mosquitoes? Do you remember that?
No. I don't think I remember that.
They used to do it up at the lake a lot when we were kids.
Fog for them?
Yeah.
Like killing, like pesticides?
During the day, they would fog. We'd be fishing right next to it and stuff like that. They stopped doing it because they figured out, because it makes all the bugs die, that it's probably not good for people to breathe in.
Yeah. You think? How long did they do that for?
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
6 or 7 decades.
Huh. Yeah, maybe you breathing into that bug
fog.
Oh,
no, they went right by us a couple times.
Yeah.
And we would just like hold our breath or try to go in the car for a little bit.
How awful is that? That's insane. Hey, but that's what we do literally to all of our crops all over this country.
Gosh. Glyphosate, is that the thing?
Yeah, glyphosate. Let's just spray that on everything. Roundup.
They found some in Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I believe it. Look at it. Look at Ben & Jerry's.
I don't know anything about them as a company. I just...
No. Not a fan of their...
I couldn't figure out how it would get from A to B, not maliciously.
Money.
No, I...
Money.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It okay. shouldn't be in there is what yes. you're saying. The only reason it's there is because bad things happen.
Yes.
Because bad people got involved. Bad people like Ben and Jerry. No, I don't know. They just feel like they have the need to interject their opinions on political things all the time when
okay.
you're an ice cream thing and who cares? Shut up and like make ice cream because it's good. But now that
is it good?
It was.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's full of chemicals and stuff. I don't support it anymore. I don't support that, and I don't support Starbucks. Why don't I support Starbucks?
Yeah, Lisa.
Do you know why? Because they've gone cashless, and I don't agree with that.
Everywhere's going cashless now. The zoos are cashless.
Doesn't mean I have to accept it.
Kings Island, Coney Island. I do not like
that. We all need to boycott everything that's going cashless. Boycott. Because they'll only change if you make them change. We hold the power. The people, not them, not Starbucks. Starbucks is just, it's lame. I'm over it. Aren't we over Starbucks yet as a country?
No.
I love homemade coffee.
Yeah, make it at home.
It's only 11 o'clock at night and I've drank a whole pot of coffee by myself.
Make it at home and make it with brown sugar. You know what you should do is honey instead.
If I had some, I would.
Honey, that's what I used to sweeten mine with.
Mm. If only I had my own beehive.
Oh. I'm sorry, allergies come first.
I'm getting
Who's
one.
Allergic?
Me.
Oh. I just don't mess with them.
That's why she doesn't get it. Just if don't go up and kick the box.
No, because knowing my luck, Daniel will be like, oh, look at this beautiful little bee. Well, and then try to sting me with it.
But you're panicky. And
they sense that.
Yeah,
they
you're panicky and jumpy.
Yeah. They sense that energy.
They do.
I'd be in there sitting covered in bees, still pulling out honey. Not one sting.
You're swatting and screaming.
Ah! Yeah, why don't you slap them? Yes, they will sting you because that's called defense.
No, I mean, I think I'm allergic to bees slightly a little bit. I don't know, though.
I
got stung once in the forum.
We made my brother allergic to bees.
How?
It's bees and wasps. And I got a longer list.
Getting him stung a whole bunch as a kid growing up.
Oh, because you tricked him into hitting a hive.
I didn't trick him. He just did it if you told him to do it.
That's kind of like tricking.
No, all the facts were present.
Well, like, I told
just didn't feel pain due to certain reasons.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But if you get stung enough, you do become allergic.
Huh. I didn't
or
know
you
that.
Could be like
you
that,
can become allergic.
Well, there's
not
that
do.
Girl, and she's allergic to bee
what
stings.
What is the show about?
And every day, she'll, like, go and, like, sting herself with one to try to, like, build her immunity up to not be allergic anymore.
And then she died.
Well, no, you can do that
every
with
day.
Stuff.
I'm just kidding.
I know you can only do that with, like, mild reactions.
That's what
there's a girl that with alcohol that does it too. I've seen her
allergic to alcohol
on the Tiki Talk. She's allergic to alcohol, like she swells up real bad. But she'll like drink a drink and try to like build her tolerance up to not be allergic anymore.
Isn't that a sign? Like,
well, there's a genetic thing. I listen to a guy from Korea. He has a podcast.
Yeah,
and I don't know if this is the correct term, but he said it's Asian flush is what they call it, where they get red during drink, and a lot of people, specifically from Korea, I guess. Can have an intolerance of alcohol that can be fatal.
Mm.
You don't know until you do it.
Because
He had a heart attack, not from the alcohol, from the reaction he had to the alcohol. It stressed his body out so much he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow. That would suck.
Yeah. All right, back to the news stuff. So RFK flipped, so he's not real.
Yep.
I mean, that was a pretty hard turn.
It was pretty fast.
Like, 2 weeks in.
Especially when it comes
after,
to like.
After him screaming about how bad vaccines were.
He's never. No.
No, I know he didn't scream about. He did not scream about how bad vaccines were. And he said that if you want to, you know, vaccinate your kids, he just wants the facts. He wants the facts
yes.
present.
He's more upset about the information.
Yes.
And safety of vaccines.
Because he talks about that with like. I heard him talk about that with Trump and cheeseburgers. Like, yeah, my boss eats McDonald's cheeseburgers. I can't do his voice. Some people do it really well.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. It's a fun one to try.
And he's just like, if you want to do that, you should do it. You should know.
Have you ever seen the guy making the pizza rolls as RFK?
Yes. he has like 50 videos of him being RFK.
The pizza roll one's the best, though.
Asking about bacon. No,
I just take the fork and I press the insides out and I scoop it off like a maniac and spread it on top of the pizza roll. And then I eat it.
The bacon, the Jaguar bacon's the best one he's done.
I haven't seen that one.
Like, hey, RFK, you want some bacon? Is it Jaguar jowl bacon? I once watched a man from South America rip the jowls off a live Jaguar and fried that in the pan.
I heard the owl urine one.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
So RFK is not real. He flipped. I guess that's what happens when the CIA kills your whole family.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's happened.
Well, it happened to him.
I know.
They killed what, his dad, his brother. Uncle, and his cousins?
His brother?
RFK. Uncle was, and...
I know his dad. I know his uncle.
Yeah.
His uncle was John F. Kennedy.
Right. His dad was Robert F. Kennedy. I don't know who all of them.
Died mysteriously.
Weird ways.
I think it was his cousin. I don't think it was his brother.
I don't know. I thought it was brother.
There's a comedian that talks about that like hanging out with him because his wife is from a famous game show.
Whose wife?
RFK Jr.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of what her name is.
But I should know.
If you watch her in video, she's really fun and like quirky and just like happy to be alive.
Oh, okay.
So he's just talking about that. Like, yeah, she's really fun. And, you know, he's a little more stern because the CIA killed his whole family.
Yeah.
And just is like, yeah, I guess, you know, that would.
You ever never tell you Kyle Dunnigan's joke about John Lennon's last song? Mm-mm. Oh, John Lennon's last song, he was performing on the street. He goes like, "What's that in your hand?"
I have seen that.
Did die this year.
Oh, his brother died this year.
Oh, wow.
So what other?
Oh, that's sad.
What other stuff in the news?
Did you see where they were trying to take the DNA to bring back woolly mammoths, and they started with mice? So now that we got woolly mice.
What a step, and what a progress! Full innovation.
Yes, I did see that.
But didn't we already have a breed of woolly mice? Can't see my air quotes.
That's what a radio show is. Yeah,
I'm talking to you because you're not looking at me.
Oh, I can see you. Okay. We're 2 foot away from each other.
I'm curious, Daniel, your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're supposed to have a mammoth next year.
I can't tell if you're just holding back or what.
Holding back for what?
I don't know. This mice thing.
Oh, it's Colossus Bioscience is what she's talking about. Okay. They just showed their woolly mice that they put the phenotype in from a woolly mammoth. Because there was, so
where's the mammoth?
So what I'm saying is that they're supposed to debut a mammoth here relatively soon.
And all we got is mice?
And they're just now playing with mice. Like,
I went to Colossus and all I got was a stinking mice.
Stupid mouse.
Yeah.
That's a DW t-shirt. Hey, speaking of which, everybody, if you go to CrimsonCorn.com, there's going to start being some DW t-shirts available.
Oh, yeah. I seen the one.
Check it out.
There's two of them.
There's two?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and there's a... Is the Wilbur one still on there? With the hat?
Yes.
Yeah. Secret Wilbur shirt hidden there is, somewhere
it's
on
in the website somewhere.
Somewhere.
Good luck. There's your... Now, what else has been happening? I mean, the Trump administration, he signed a billion things. Doge? The Doge stuff we haven't really talked about?
We haven't really.
Because we've been on break since all that's been happening.
Yeah.
So everybody, I guess if you're not in the know, or if you're an international listener, what is it? The Department of...
Government Efficiency.
Which, I don't trust anybody involved. If anybody can't, I don't like Trump. I don't like anybody else. I think they're all corrupt.
Yeah.
I don't think any that
our government's corrupt.
I don't think
there's no one good in there.
I 100% agree. There's no good politician
except Thomas Massie.
No, it's just you. You except fell in
Thomas
for it.
Massie.
It's funny how you don't chill for anything else except this one guy that paid you.
You dream about him at night.
That's who was buying you the cupcake drinks.
Ooh.
What do you mean buying them?
That was who sent him over the table.
I wish he probably would. He's a hell of a guy.
No, so Doge, Elon Musk is
real recognizes real.
Elon Musk is in charge of it. Going through these agencies and finding billions and billions and billions of dollars that, first off, have just disappeared. Second off, have 100% been misappropriated. I know I don't want to missay it because I know some of it was like, it's hard to tell who was joking and who was serious.
What, when it came to this stuff we're spending money
on? $4 million for a transgender thing in South America.
That was real.
I know, but I'm trying to remember the details of it.
Oh, it's like a studies class.
I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, me either. Because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be offensive to nobody.
No, but why are we spending that money?
Ignorance, yeah.
In other countries.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why do I care? Why should my taxes have to pay for that in some South American country somewhere?
Right, when I'd rather my tax dollars benefit my neighbors.
Put the homeless in homes.
Yeah, my neighbors, my community, my family, my friends.
Yes.
People that, like, of involved in our lives.
Yeah, I'm fine with paying taxes if they actually get used for something.
Yeah.
Like, roads.
Roads.
That's never once been, no tax dollars ever been spent on roads.
No, unless
Pizza Hut is prepared more.
Unless you complain about it enough, then they're like, all right, already.
You remember when Pizza Hut did that?
Or they just nonstop fix the roads.
Oh, well, that's not fixing. There's eight guys sitting in a construction site with cones out.
Quotes.
They can't see them.
Yeah, true.
No, but they can feel it in the voice. Maybe. Way it's being said.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, yeah, going through. Whether it's real
He's
or not.
Regretting this decision.
I'm having fun. Whether it's real or not, I don't know. Like, how much of it's real, how much of it's fake. How much of
the Doge stuff?
Yeah, it was okay. A play.
Yeah, yeah.
For the American people.
Oh, it's all play. I mean, what I want to know out of after all this is all this money that they're saving. where's it going to go now? Where are we going to actually see it? Are we going to see it come back?
So that's
Are we going to still be taxed the same amount of money? It's still all going to be gone somewhere else.
So we'll see.
What is it, taxation without representation?
Yeah, I mean. Many people died over that. No, so we'll see, because there supposedly is at least a $5,000 check being cut.
Oh, big whoop-de-doo.
I'm just doing the stuff.
Yeah,
they're saying. Because if Trump is being honest, which I don't trust anybody in the government.
Right.
The whole goal of this is to prove that taxation is rampant. And because there's so many jobs that are like 80 times over they don't need.
Yeah.
I can't remember which government facilities they just fired. Like, you could fire 90% of the people and they would still run
the same.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some bad ones. But.
Well, on the flip side, there's tons of jobs that we do need. They just fired them all.
Yeah, they did just fire. Like, the park rangers. You should probably, with that one, you probably should start at the top and work your way down.
Yeah.
The boots on the ground people.
Not good.
Here's my thing. If you don't have an office, like, I guess, no, that's not a great way to say that. You're not working from home. But if you, like, are a boots on the ground park ranger, you have to be doing a job. That's a little different.
Yeah.
But no, so I guess big thing they were saying was it, like, either cutting what the federal taxation is or getting rid of the federal taxation altogether.
Okay.
Because the system was never designed. I think we've talked about that a little bit. The American government system was never designed to run 24/7 on the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much designed to only run during war times, national disasters, or like you had to pull community resources from all these states.
Right, yeah.
Like the hurricane in Florida or something like that, yeah. or you know, in Louisiana.
Hurricane Louisiana, yeah.
So you would want to pull resources, if you're available, from the north.
Right, we need that National Guard in there to help those people out, like, or really fast.
Vice versa, like we did with the ice storm. They brought in all the linemen from Texas.
Right, brought them up here.
And then, you know, they were out here fixing the power poles. Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's your neighbor.
How the federal government was originally designed to run.
Right.
They were farmers. They were supposed to just sit at farm, work, until they were needed.
Now they just come into your backyard and kill all your chickens.
That happened. That happened.
Right down the road.
About 2 hours, but yeah.
That's, I mean, that's, roads are far.
So yeah, I guess that if Trump's telling the truth, that's kind of the goal, is to show that the overtaxation is real.
Yeah, but it is. Money.
I agree.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he actually does that or not.
Yeah, let's see the result of this, like how much it affects us in our daily lives, our tax rates, all that stuff. Because I'm going to go out on a limb.
And say this, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to change. They're trying to push us to a digital currency too. So they're getting rid of paper money. I think Trump is going to try to usher that in. And I am not for having a digital currency. Because what happens when...
They turn freaking, it off.
Yeah, the computer shuts down. What happens when we have no power? Then what? Where's your dollars? What's it means nothing. All of it means nothing. What are you going to do? Go to a store and say, oh, here's one Bitcoin IOU.
Buy chickens.
Just, yeah, buy things you can physically trade. We need physical currency. Gold, silver.
Get a wheat grinder.
Yeah, a millstone.
Get a wheat grinder. You do not want a millstone.
I don't know. What's a millstone?
Well, first off, they're giant.
Yeah, we need, yeah.
But you have to either longevity. Have a wind turbine, like a windmill powering it, or a river powering it.
Or a cow.
I guess you could have
or
pack animals pulling it.
Hercules.
Or you could get a grain grinder that hooks up to your counter that does the same thing.
You know, sometimes when you're trying to feed a community, you need bigger equipment. You get you a millstone. That'll last you a good 300 years.
Gosh.
That's quite a few generations.
You're so dumb on some things.
You think, and these times coming up, you want something that's going to last you.
Have to have a whole building around the millstone.
It's important. You're right. You're correct. That's right. You're correct. You need that. You need to protect that thing because the neighbors from the community over are going to try to get it.
That's what I'm saying. That's if I have my little countertop hand crank one, I just take that with me.
Hmm. Yeah, and feed just you.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's so much for community. What are you, nomad?
Yeah. I'm going to throw all of the chickens and the kids in the grain grinder in a bus and leave.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the millstone.
Yeah. I'm going to throw it 300. I think they're a lot heavier than 300 pounds. Just
what?
Have you ever seen one?
What?
A millstone?
No.
I used to go to an antique auction. They'd always have a couple of them because some people collect them for like yard ornaments. They're like 4, 5, 6, 7 foot across sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I need one. I bet they weigh like
we need one
a ton, like not joke, like not a saying as a ton, an actual ton.
We need them in the shack. We need one in the shack.
In this little rinky-dink shack, it would fall right through the floor and hit the core of the earth.
Now get
Admiral Byrd. It'd go flying right past Admiral Byrd.
Well, good. At least they got wheat.
Now, so I mean, what do you think about the Doge stuff?
Well, I mean, I think it's great. Yeah, sure that they're eliminating.
If it's real,
yeah, if it's real. I mean, with Elon Musk,
trust him at all.
And I don't trust the guy that supposedly has this successful electric car company that supposedly he invented and then supposedly sent a car into space that was supposedly real.
Ugly Cybertruck.
Well,
I
want
one so bad.
Wait, then before we, yeah, I know they're ugly, but he runs that. He runs SpaceX. Oh, the same guy is in control of designing and sending these rockets up to space on his own independent time and whatever. He owns that Boring company, that whole Boring company. He's still doing
that. Are they the ones that killed all the people in Wyoming?
He's running all that at the same time. He runs X, formerly known as Twitter. He's doing that too. And I feel like I'm missing something else. There's something else. He runs or does. Probably. Oh, Doge. He's doing the Doge. You think one guy is actually doing all this stuff and are in control and running daily operations for these things? No. He's a character.
A lizard clone.
He's a lizard. Yeah, a man in a thing in a lizard in a husk. A human husk. It's not real.
I do love how most of the trucks never got delivered.
Cybertrucks?
Yeah, because people prepaid for them.
Yeah.
And I think he's just hoping people forget.
Well, probably because they're crashing the economy and there's going to be like a few, maybe like a decade of hardship. And then when the digital currency stuff's all rolled back around and they've killed everyone that's kept paper money, Then they'll roll out the Cybertrucks. Here, you can only buy these.
No, I don't think they ever exist. I think they did not have the manufacturing capabilities to ever make all the orders they took.
Hmm. They're ugly, dumb trucks.
I want one so bad for the fact, I want the blue one, for the fact that they're ugly. It literally looks like a video game that has eight pixels.
From the 80s, yeah. An 80s video game, like...
Bits.
Yeah, eight bits. Yeah.
Looks like an 8-bit truck.
You're same difference, you're right. Pixels, bits, there's no difference. It's all just computer jargon.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
Like what?
Something just incredibly offensive.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, out of nowhere, talking about 8-bit. Anybody can't tell. It's super late.
What kind of chip you got in there? A Dorito?
Dorito? What about the Zuck going on Rogan?
I didn't see this. Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah. You didn't see this?
No, I missed that one. Joe
Rogan he's rebranded recently, himself right? as like...
Oh, is he cool now?
Just recently, right?
Well, he came out... Yeah, okay. Before you tear into it, let me say it. Because you're going to throw me off and I'm going to start laughing.
The Berg.
The Zuck.
That's what he's calling himself?
No, that's what I'm calling him. No, he basically went on Rogan and saying that with the new administration, how they're super excited basically to change Facebook policies back and how that they were strong-armed. Now, let me finish because you're already making faces. He was saying that how they were strong-armed by the previous administration and to becoming like blocking anything that talked about vaccines, blocking anything that talked about this, that, or the other.
Hunter Biden's laptop?
All of it. Because
they blocked all that.
Well, that's what he was saying. But he kind of admitted, yes, Facebook did that.
Right.
But it was the previous administration basically twisting our arm that we were going to lose certain tax breaks and stuff like that if we didn't.
So the government strong-armed them.
That's what he's saying.
But so now he's saying like, oh, that'll definitely never happen again. We'll never do that if the government ever tries to do that again. Did he say that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I totally believe him.
It was like a 2-hour interview, so I'm watering it down right. a lot.
Totally believe him.
Did you know Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk have Asperger's?
Probably because they're both not real people.
Well, okay. That's not yet. I don't know anything about that disease, right? Is it a disease?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like a form of autism.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know anything about it, so I don't want to...
I feel like... That's.
I want to separate the people from what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just feel like that maybe that's something they've added to their lore as to why they're like act weird in public. Like when Mark Zuckerberg was on court on trial and he looked like a freaking alien robot. Well, he didn't even look like a human being. He didn't do anything like a human being.
Musk brought it up in 2021 on Saturday Night Live. That's when he got his initial diagnosis.
It took him until that long to figure it out. Just sounds made up story to me. Like, so people sympathize with him.
But yeah, so what do you think about
the Zuck?
Mark saying that? The Zuck.
The Berg.
So he's a big freaking liar, basically. Like the whole, that means he lied in court. If that's, because I'm pretty sure he was in court saying that never happened. They were not influenced. But maybe that's just maybe that's a false memory of mine. Maybe that's a Mandela effect. I don't know. But I can't remember why he was on trial or not on trial, but in court testifying. Remember that when he drank the water and he looked like a...
Yes.
He didn't look human.
I remember.
He looked colorless. Like he looked like a weird shade of yellow. Like, you know, when you're sick and green. It's just I don't know. It was really strange and weird. But I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't like him. And how is he still? They kicked Jack Dorsey out for that stuff when Elon Musk bought Twitter. Why not? They're doing it to the Zuck.
Did he just name Twitter X to match with like SpaceX?
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's branding.
But, so he's like the trifecta. He's got the land, the sea, and the air.
Sea?
Huh?
No.
SpaceX?
Did he not?
The air was not the one I was confused about.
The land?
No, trucks.
Yeah? The sea.
Was he not in charge of the part of the submarine that flopped?
What?
The one that didn't have the door?
The submarine that imploded with the billionaires in it.
The submarine that didn't have a door?
The submarine that imploded with the billionaires where those had the game, video game controller?
No, you're right. That was Ocean X.
Ocean X.
It had nothing to do with Elon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I got it. You are right, though. I got it now. It was Ocean X.
X, yeah.
I was confused.
He probably did. Actually, if it was successful, he probably tricked... That's probably what happened. He probably tricked them onto it.
I mean, saying, we shouldn't laugh because
saying like this
five
is
five people did die.
Ocean X, like yeah, newest submarine. Get on my, I'll give you $1 billion if you do this. And they're all rich billionaires, anyways. They're like more money. Oh, count me in. They shoved him in what would you call that?
Time bomb, pretty much.
Bomb or that a toilet Ocean paper X roll.
Thing was super weird too.
It was very sketchy. It was a tax evasion thing, probably.
Tax evasion.
They're probably not dead.
Oh, I think they are dead.
They're changed identities, and they're living on an island, St. James Island.
I think they are dead. I think the guy that was running the company was a very much the typical rich billionaire guy. Well, I can do it better.
It just seems like an easy way to fake your own death. There was a lot of weird... No, okay, they had the TV mount drilled into the hull of the submarine.
It's not real.
But they didn't do a door.
It wasn't real.
Okay.
The whole thing wasn't real.
That was 2 years ago.
It wasn't real, though. But these are important things.
It was a year ago. It was at least a year ago.
These are important points to remember, though. Like, it's a show. Everything's a show.
With Doge, I do love the memes, though.
Oh, Why Does Kids You Know had an old skit, and they reposted it on YouTube and just labeled it Doge. And it's freaking hilarious because they have almost predicted the future like 20 years ago.
Like The Simpsons?
Kind of.
Sketch is it?
He's in the office and they're talking about like going over the quarterly numbers, you know, and what they need to do. And it's Timmy in the beginning. At first, he's just talking about, he's like, here's what we need to do. We need to fire all of our secretaries, fire all of everybody. And we just keep all the money for ourselves. We don't have to pay anyone a salary. We just keep it all. PlayStations for everybody. And they're like, Timmy, you're fired. He's like, see? Oh. But then they start going just over the numbers, but they keep saying a bunch of stuff, nonsense. Like, yeah, you know, the quarterly figures, you know, by the first, it's just a bunch of
mumbo jumbo.
And they're not, and they're like, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. Yeah, it's just that. It's pretty funny.
No, just like the people pulling on the door of like the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
When they went there and Elon had it locked. Like, you can't stop us from coming here. We can't. It's a government building.
Right, yeah.
We run this branch of the government. We can stop you. This is not ran by your branch of the government.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh.
It is funny stuff with it.
Some of these older entitled people.
It's just crazy that this is happening, and it's, like, really not a big deal.
So do you think it's, I guess both of you. Do you think we're seeing a war between two of these hidden powers that run everything, or is this all one hidden power that's put on a puppet show?
I
can see both.
I bet you it's one big hidden power running the puppet show, but the two factions really are at war, but they don't even realize they're being manipulated to fight against each other.
Okay. Lisa?
I don't know.
Do you not understand the question?
No.
Do you think a lot of this stuff...
Like left versus right.
Do you think, like, what we're seeing in the news and stuff like that, do you think it's all fake but put on? Like, they're all buddy-buddy behind closed doors? Like, this is a show? Or do you think that these are two secret groups that are actually having a war and we're kind of getting a glimpse behind the curtain?
They're struggling for power amongst themselves.
We're seeing who's going to win. Like I said, I personally could see either one.
I don't know. Maybe that they're buddies behind closed door. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what Wilbur thinks.
There definitely are at a certain point. Like back when Biden was in office or even Trump in his first term, like they were trying to pass some.
I do miss Biden memes.
Me too. I do. There was some good stuff there. I mean, everything was in shambles, but there were some good memes.
Will was on fire, but man, it was funny what was happening.
You know,
it's
the
like
thing.
That meme with the dog sitting in the chair and the house is on fire.
Yeah,
like,
everything's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
The thing. That was the best one. You know, the thing.
It's hard to beat Corn Pop.
Corn Pop. He was a bad dude. He ran around with some bad boys.
And then he talked about wrapping a bike chain around his fingers.
And putting razor blades in on a rusty barrel.
God.
Or on a rain barrel so they get all rusty. Yeah, he's weird. But anyways, yeah, you know, never mind. Kids rubbing his leg hairs. Yeah, it's weird. But what were we saying right before that?
The hidden factions,
yeah.
Or the one mega group.
Yeah. I was saying, like, back when, I forget who was in office, but they were trying to pass this bill, and they did. Like, Lindsey Graham is, like, high. He was, 10 minutes ago, he's fighting with Kamala Harris on some bill.
Oh, sure.
And then after it, like, when they're not on camera,
yeah, everybody's there was a like hidden camera. Talking.
They were high-fiving, and even during all the, like, the COVID stuff, when there was that, it was during the COVID time, because they were not supposed to be
touching.
They're high-fiving, masked down, like doing all this bull crap because they don't need the cameras on them. Yeah, it's all a show. It's all a show. It's all a show.
I honestly turn off your television. Feel like we're going to end up like the Hunger Games or Divergent, where there is like the different factions or groups of people, and then we all have to fight each other pretty much.
What's Divergent? I don't know what the Hunger Games are.
Divergent, pretty much there was like the four groups. There was like the farmers, the like Divergent was, it's also a book series.
Okay.
But like the Divergent one was kind of somebody that fit all the factions, and they were like pretty much the ones that didn't want to, like couldn't be claimed or mm-hmm. whatever through whatever. But they pretty much kind of did like the Hunger Games stuff where it was like each faction was had its own purpose, and then they would all have to be against each other with the big government stuff.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I mean, sure. It's the future.
I just didn't know the show.
Looks. I don't want to say grim.
It's not grim. I do think there's a lot of stuff coming to a head.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting.
I think we should do, maybe the next episode will be out. The UK's about to die, like explode.
Oh yeah, true.
Tiny enough.
To explode?
Right.
I didn't mean physically explode. I meant that.
Well, I meant
the UK is having the same.
No?
No, you're right. It's just the UK is having all the same issues. It just turned up to 11.
Because, yeah, there's.
They don't have guns to defend themselves. Because it's like Lisa said, it's tinier. They can't. If the government says you're doing that, there's not really a lot you can do. Because they're just going to throw you in prison.
Mm-hmm. For saying something mean on Facebook.
In a different country.
I mean wrong. Something wrong.
Any social media.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Are they one of the ones that uses like nuclear power for stuff? Isn't there like 62 countries that currently use...
Like have nuclear generators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And use them. And
yeah, they have some.
There's, what, only three that actually have like nuclear bombs, which is like us...
No, China. There's more nuclear bombs than that.
Yeah.
Like, they may only be three that produce nuclear bombs.
The big boys.
The big boys.
Yeah. No, I think all like NATO countries are, well, I don't know.
I don't think they all have them. Yeah, I don't think they're going to give a loaded shotgun to some of the smaller countries at NATO.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That was
It'd be like handing it to your little brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Here, don't shoot yourself with this.
Yeah, here, hold this just in case.
Probably none of them have them. None of it's real.
Like no, the golden fort. Oh, let's do that.
The
golden Fort Knox.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, when are they going to do that tour?
Atlantis.
What tour?
Because that's on Doge's list.
Fort Knox tour?
Yeah, because they're going to go through Fort Knox.
Oh, so, it's on their list. That's part of the show, like the itinerary.
Yeah. Where?
Oh, gosh.
Because I can't remember.
I think that comes in season two.
Season two.
Yeah.
Somebody, one of these companies that like can track some of that stuff.
Okay.
Was showing how, for no apparent reason, the U.S. government was pulling in mass amounts of gold from other countries,
mm-hmm.
like Switzerland and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
for no reason.
Oh, there's reasons.
Because the Fort Knox is empty.
Yeah, probably. Oh, this is recently they did this?
Yeah, no, this is okay. Like within the last couple weeks as of recording this.
Wow, okay.
Because they said that, you know, Fort Knox, the IRS, like some of these agencies are on their list.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the people at Fort Knox, if it's real, they're in a panic because there's actually no gold in there, relatively speaking. You know, it's supposed to be billions of pounds of gold, and there's like a pallet in the corner.
If we needed more gold, we'd just invade like India or something. And
they have a lot of gold?
No, they just found I think in the past decade, they opened up that vault. I'm going to say the temple wrong. You know, it's got a really long Indian name. Those are kind of hard to pronounce.
You know, foreign language.
So. Oh, yeah. Like, I can't remember where it's at. But there's this huge temple vault. Oh, man. I think there's a vault A and a vault B. And I think the vault B is the one that's guarded. The door's like, has these two big serpents on it. And the only way you can open that door is if a monk has to do like an incantation to unlock the door. But the other door that was locked up forever, they just opened it within the past couple decades, I think. And there's like trillions of dollars worth of gold and treasures inside. It just it's been locked up for so long. Mm-hmm. That whole building itself is covered in gold.
I thought you were saying like they have a naturally abundant.
Oh, gotcha.
Like in the ground. Because that's kind of the thing that happened with like the conquistadors in South America and Central America.
Yeah.
It's just the first ships that came back, their bellies of the ships were absolutely full with gold. They just kind of lied with how many people they had to get that gold from.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of, and I'm talking out of my, you know, butt for this, but in some of the South American, you laughing over there? I'm sniffling. They have like gold figures for worship. Yes. So like every house had these, like one of these little figures.
Okay.
So when the ship came back with a belly full of gold, how many people died to fill that ship? And they kind of maybe embellished to the crown that all the streets are covered in gold over there.
Ah, so it's everywhere.
Yeah, because every time they went back, they got less and less and less.
Yeah.
And so they thought they were hiding it. They thought they were hiding it. Right, so they exterminated them.
Killed everybody. Yeah, history's not always the best. I found the name of that temple. It's called the Padmanabha Swami Temple. I bet you've seen the picture of this before, but I know I've showed you we've talked about it maybe a long time ago, that Vault B.
I've seen that sealed
temple.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. Maybe we'll visit that one in the future. But yeah, they just opened that vault relatively recently. Yeah, and it had like so much more in there that they were even expecting was in there, that they even knew was in there. Like they didn't even have recordings of it having that much stuff in there. It was pretty, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's golden treasures all over the world. And you know what? I think they're trying to hoard it and keep it away from us because all we need is just chickens. Chickens, food, and fresh water, and less government. More for your neighbors, more for your friends, more for you, and less for the federal government. And less sending our money overseas. Stop sending it to these other countries that don't care about us, don't care about anything besides bombing people that are less than them. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Thank you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.